ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्ण, सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th चैप्टर 16 एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा चैस्टाइजेस द सर्पेंट कालिया, टेक्स्ट नंबर 57। त्वया सृष्टम इदं विश्वम् धातुर्गुण विसर्जनम् नाना स्वभाव वीर्यौज योनिर्बीजाशयाकृति। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ सुप्रीम क्रिएटर, इट इज यू हु जनरेट दिस यूनिवर्स कंपोज्ड ऑफ द वेरिएगेटेड अरेंजमेंट्स ऑफ मटेरियल मोड्स, एंड इन द प्रोसेस यू मैनिफेस्ट वेरियस काइंड्स ऑफ पर्सनैलिटीज एंड स्पेसीज, वेराइटीज ऑफ सेंसरी एंड फिजिकल स्ट्रेंथ एंड वेराइटीज ऑफ मदर्स एंड फादर्स विथ वेरिएगेटेड मेंटेलिटीज एंड फॉर्म्स आर परपट। कमेंटिंग ऑन दिस वर्स, श्रील मध्वाचार्य हैज कोटेड द नारद पुराण एज फॉलोज। फ्रॉम हिरण्य गर्भ ब्रह्मा कम्स द सेकेंड क्रिएशन ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स, बट द यूनिवर्स इज प्राइमरली क्रिएटेड बाय विष्णु हिमसेल्फ। विष्णु इज दस द प्राइमरी क्रिएटर एंड फोर हेडेड ब्रह्मा इज मियरली द सेकेंडरी क्रिएटर। कृष्ण, सो ऑल्दो दिस इज चैप्टर विच इज गोइंग ऑन इज कृष्णा चैस्टाइजेस द सर्पेंट कालिया, बट इन द एंड मेनी ऑफ अस हैव हर्ड बट वेरियस एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कालिया सिंस लास्ट मेनी डेज, बट टूडे इज पर्पट बेसिकली यू नो द कालिया हैज स्टार्टेड हिज प्रेयर्स एंड इन द लास्ट यस्टरडेज वर्स मीन्स डे बिफोर यस्टरडेज वर्स प्रभुपाद इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट बिकॉज ऑफ द रेचेड कंडीशन ऑफ कालिया ही वॉज अनेबल टू कंपोज ओरिजिनल प्रेयर्स and thus he paraphrased some of the prayers offered by his wives. So Kalia is trying to repeat or paraphrase or copy or whatever you can say the prayers which has been spoken by his wives, Nagpatnis, who were very advanced devotees of the Supreme Lord, and they could understand that their husband is fortunate having been personally purified by Lord Krishna and having been danced upon by Lord Krishna. Like, this understanding of Krishna's mercy is also rare to have. Like yesterday I was reading in one place, they said the devotees of the Supreme Lord, because they are completely dependent on Krishna, whatever conditions comes in their life, they take it as mercy of Krishna. And they just don't take it theoretically, but they practically feel, experience and understand it. Like we see similar to this Kaliya story coming in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where I think Shivaj Thakur, he slapped Pratapruda Maharaj's assistant Harichandan, because Shivaj Thakur was in the first circle around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now Rath Yatra is coming after a few more days, and there is planning that many devotees will be visiting. So there is a big crowd, and Shivaj Thakur and some devotees were in the first circle protecting Lord Chaitanya, and in the second circle was King along with his people. And Harichandan, he was the servant of king, and he was thinking that this Shivaj Thakur is coming in between my king and Lord Chaitanya. So he tried to push Shivaj Thakur gently, but Shivaj Thakur was in his own ecstatic mood. So after first push, he did not detect it, in the sense he neglected it. But after second push, then he just turned around, and in his ecstatic mood of getting disturbed in observing, taking part, he just slapped. And then Harichandan was almost on the verge of giving a reaction or something like that, at least a verbal one. But Maharaj said, oh, you don't understand. It's fortune that you have been touched by by great devotee like Shivaj Thakur. I am not that much fortunate. Certainly Harichandan, I don't know how much he would have understood. It's fortunate to be slapped. Because if he knew, he would have understood on his own. But Maharaj has to stop. Anyway, such situations do happen in devotees' life. Sometimes something happens and other devotees tell, oh, it's your fortune, a great fortune that this has happened in your life. And we are in great depression or great like anxiety or something like that. Whatever it may be, here some Kaliya is giving some technical understanding of creation of universe, which he's repeating from his wives, who are not exactly supposed to be very learned in Vedic details of creation. But Kaliya is just paraphrasing what his wife has spoken, and he's saying that, oh Lord, it is you who generate this universe composed of variegated arrangements of material modes. And in the process, you manifest various kinds of personalities and species and varieties of sensory and physical strength and varieties of mothers and fathers with variegated mentalities and forms. So here, Kaliya is summarizing that whatever we see in this material world, we see a great variety from beautiful butterflies to fierce animals and so many things. So, but here Kaliya is summarizing that all this is coming from the same Supreme Lord. He is creating all the variety. If you observe the material world, whatever the species are around us, you will see that actually no two bodies are similar. They are unique. And even within human beings, we see there are so many varieties of human beings in physical way, in mentality way, in intellectual way, and so many things. So all these creations are made by the Supreme Lord. So today I thought, and in the purport, Madhvacharya is quoting from Narad Puran, saying that Brahma is the secondary creator, but the primary creator is Vishnu. So, and 400 Brahma is merely secondary creator. So I thought maybe a little technical in nature, not exactly, but still we'll discuss of this primary creator and secondary creator today. And how Brahma, the main points, I won't go into much details, but it's just like a little fast forward or just headlines of the process of creation. If we won't go into details, so how it happens. There can be, in each action, there can be many details and many doubts, but I am just trying to get few main incidences that happen in the process of creation. So first thing, I will be mostly speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 8th chapter, and Brahma Samhita itself, where Brahmaji describes. Brahma Samhita has few more verses than what we read generally. So they generally tell about the spiritual world and the creation. So, this in the beginning, Brahmaji is saying, or Sukadeva Goswami is saying, this Bhagavat Puran, which was directly spoken to the great sages by the personality of Godhead, for the benefit of those who are entangled in extreme miseries for the sake of little pleasure. So, Lord Krishna is very poetically describing the nature of people of this material world. He is saying they are entangled in extreme miseries for the sake of little pleasure. So, this is what the intellectual beings of this universe, they describe human beings. Not only human beings, actually everyone in this material world. What is nature? They say for very small pleasure, they are entangled in extreme miseries in this world. And we see that generally a student studies very hard to get good marks. And he gets good marks, but then he has to face another bigger struggle of getting a job. It's a very more hard struggle than passing the exams. And then he gets a job, passes the interview, which may be difficult, but that's still easy compared to doing that job day in and day out for how many hours, we don't know. And still the masters are not pleased. So for it said that the nature of these people in material world, they are so less intelligent that they are working very hard to get very little pleasure. So then Brahmaji says that generally there are three types of pralayas, which we might have heard before. One pralaya is at the death of Brahma. When the Brahmaji dies, then the whole universe up till Brahma Lok is destroyed. Another is at night of Brahma, where the day of Brahma is over. So at that time, only till Swarga Lok is destroyed. Higher planets of Jana Lok, Tapa Lok, they remain. And after that, there is some Naimittik Pralaya, we call it, which is not exactly scheduled. It's scheduled, but still not at the night or the death. It's when Brahmaji feels little sleepy. Yeah, like in the classrooms, it happens many times that when people are taking notes, they in the colleges, they feel sleepy. And then when they feel sleepy, then their notes become some Chinese or something like that. It goes out of hand. What they written, they don't know. So it's, when Brahmaji is doing his job, so nature is same. Hum jisko Hindi mein kehte hain dulki. Yeah, wo highway pe likha rehta hai. Ek jhapki, ek abghat. So something like that. One little. So Brahmaji also sometimes feels like that. Little bit, and then he just gets one jhapki or one little dizzy feeling, and in this material world, the whole creation is destroyed till Swarga Lok. So when he, that's the result of his jhapki. Something, it may be different. So anyway, three types of pralaya happen, but now we are discussing when pralaya has happened at the death of Brahma. And now new Brahma is supposed to be born. And we know there are three types of Vishnu. First Vishnu is called Mahavishnu, from whose pores all the universes, they come about, and they are floating like bubbles in the ocean of causal ocean, Karnak Sagar. And then within each universe, in the Garbhodak Sagar, Lord Vishnu is, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu is lying on his bedstead known as Anantashesh. So actually, when the death of Brahma has happened, Vishnu is lying within the waters. During the creation, he is on the above the waters. But when the death of Brahma happens, and for 4,000 some yuga cycles or something, big time, Vishnu, the waters raise up. And Vishnu is, we can call it, sleeping underwater. Something like that. And it is said, although he is sleeping, it appeared that he is in the slumber of his internal potency for many, many thousands of years. His eyes are not closed, but he is free from the action of external energy. He is free. His external energy is not acting. And then it is said, just like the strength of fire remains within the firewood, Lord remained within the water of dissolution, water of destruction. Because when the pralaya happened, the water were raised till Brahma Lok, at the death of Brahma. So Lord is now underwater and sleeping for a long time. And all the living entities have entered into the abdomen of the Lord, taking their karmas, previous karmas with them. And then what happens, how the creation begins? Lord laid down like that for 4,000 yuga cycles. And then it appeared that he is sleeping within the water. And when the time comes for the living entity to come out, the Lord first, Lord first starts the energy called as Kal, time. And with the time energy is activated by the Lord, all the living entities who are in slumber within their abdomen, they start becoming active and they want to come out and start their activities of karmic natures, fruitive natures, which they had left back at the end of previous creation or destruction. And then, by the energy of the Kal, all the living entities, they want to come out. And what happens? It is said that Kal Shakti in Vishnu Purana is called as Avidya. And what is the symptom of Avidya? Again, the same thing. The symptom of Avidya is, one has to work in material world for fruitive results. Same thing. People have to work very hard for very less pleasures. So this is the nature of Kal. By the Kal, souls become active to try to enjoy in this world little bit for very hard labor. And such people are described as mudhas in Bhagavad Gita. So then Prabhupada says that such foolish living beings, they are ready to be perpetually entangled in material world just for some tidbits of temporary pleasures. Then when the Lord was sleeping, his attention was fixed on what? On the subject matter of creation. It's not exactly a gross thing. Topic, like he's concentrating on planning. There is no creation happening. He says, on the subject of creation, his attention was fixed in the mind. And that agitated the mode of passion. So Kal was there and Rajoguna was there. Both are actually similar in effect. And then suddenly, all the souls who are full with their fruitive desires and activities of the past, a subtle form of them, they pierced from his abdomen. And the whole bunch of unlimited numbers of souls, they appear from the abdomen of the Garbhakshayi Vishnu, who is lying underwater. And that took a shape of bud of a lotus flower. And it came out with such an energy that it illumined everything. And by the energy, it dried off the ocean of dissolution which has gone high. So it came down again. The ocean of dissolution has gone high till Brahmalok. By this energy of the lotus bud that came out from this Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, the whole ocean of dissolution was dried up till again on the level where Anantashesh was on the top and Garbhadakshaya Vishnu was sleeping on the water. And that lotus flower came out and took, bud came out and took the shape of a lotus flower, which is made up of all the living entities with various desires and energies and need to act. So their living entities come out, but they don't have still the material world around it. So from that, on the lotus flower, suddenly, by the Supreme Lord's energy, Swayambhu, who is that? Brahmaji, whose point is coming into this purport. He is the secondary creator. So Lord Vishnu has done up till now. And then Brahmaji was born. And we may think, after the birth of Brahmaji, he does everything. But actually it's not like that. Even after Brahmaji is born, every step of creation, Brahmaji requires the help of Vishnu or God. And there are many things which we can learn in our devotional service also. So Brahmaji was born first and there was complete darkness. And he could not see. So he was looking left, right, front, back. He went around and he was moving his eyes in all direction. So initially he had only one head. But because he was moving his eyes in all directions, the Lord gave him four heads. Now he doesn't have to, like we see sometimes, the traffic police hawaldar. He has to keep turning his hands. So Brahmaji was given facility. Four heads and eight hands. No need to turn around for looking around what's happening. Because in one way, Brahmaji is the managing all the four directions. So this is how he got four heads. And four sets of heads and four heads and four sets of eyes and things like that. And four sets of arms. So after situating there, he could not perfectly understand the creation, which was already little bit happened. Neither himself and neither the lotus flower. So he was just sitting on the top of lotus for a million years. And he was confused. And then Kal, time, he wanted to show the Brahma his own effect. At a time, after that effect of time of million years, the lotus, there was some sample of air of devastation. And the lotus started to move like some cyclone comes. And in great circular waves. And so you understand, Brahma is the supreme creator who has actually made this universe. He is finding it difficult to understand Supreme Lord. He is trying to see all the four directions. He has went down, up, that will go a little bit later maybe. But still, on his own strength, he is finding it completely not difficult, impossible to understand Supreme Lord. And then we have some modern day scientist, Prabhupada say, they throw some Sputnik in the sky. Or they make some explosion, I don't know what. That explosion happened and it happened. Nothing has happened after that. 2-3 years have passed. They make some Sputnik, they throw some satellite. They make some small explosion and some light comes. And they say, this is it. It just like comes in the big newspapers and everybody is discussing. What the scientists have done, they have collided some atomic particle and some light has come. But people fail to understand that to make that one explosion successful, somewhere in Switzerland, around few thousand scientists, I don't know, 20, 30,000 scientists, were working for 20 years or 10 years and millions of rupees were spent. And what has happened? Nothing has happened. Except some big news in the newspapers. Some big explosion happened. So Prabhupada is saying, even Brahmaji cannot understand the Supreme God. And scientists are trying to understand God by doing some small explosions or throwing some Sputnik. Actually, it's just, sometimes we see small children, they also throw some aeroplanes, paper aeroplanes in the sky, and they just flies down. So from Brahma's point of view, our all efforts, even throwing some space shuttle, say something like that. बच्चे लोग का खेल चल रहा है. Human beings, it may be a big scientific discovery for us, but we might have made the planes are like children. They fold the paper. We fold the aluminium papers, thicker ones, and sometimes they join it, and then they have their own technology of putting some rubber band and something, and we have some technology of throwing by some petroleum fuels, and some things like that. So basically, it's very relative. But the whole point is Brahma, who is the supreme creator, is finding it impossible to understand the supreme Lord. That's the main point. And where is the scope of some tiny living entities like us? What we can do? We can have some maybe 5,000 square feet of place as a flat, or if you go out, we can have 10, 20 acres of land claiming to be ours. It's so tiny. We have some 10 acres of land, and we say this is ours. But from Brahmaji, he's dealing with all the universes, not all the planets in this universe. Still, he's not able to understand. So Brahmaji was in ignorance. He started thinking, contemplating. Who am I that I am situated on the top of this lotus? And from where this lotus has come? So there may be something downwards. From this lotus has grown, and there may be some water because lotus is there. So in this world, this is nature. Everyone, all the people in this world want to know their source. That's natural. Therefore, scientists are trying to find out how the creation happened and things like that. So from Brahmaji, we see the nature is there. They want to know the source. But what we learn from Brahmaji's actions, by the dint of one's personal endeavor, Brahmaji actually, he went down the lotus. That means he went down very near to Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. But what he saw? Big, huge, massive waves on Garbhodak Sagar and on the ocean atop a lot of powerful wind. Like if you go near the ocean, always there's a powerful wind. So powerful wind and big waves. And then what Brahmaji was became fearful of such. He again went up the lotus. So our acharyas explain, by dint of one's personal endeavor, like Durvasa, people ask how he went till Vaikuntha, but he could not understand Supreme Lord, something like that. Brahmaji went till very close to the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, till the bottom of the lotus, where Garbhodak Sagar was there. But still he could not understand the Lord Vishnu over there. And he had to come up. So as it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, many places, one shloka I will quote, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati Yavan Yashchasmi Tattvatha. So Brahmaji is confirming this fact that on our own strength, one can go close to the Supreme Lord physically. Something like Durvasa Muni can go to the Vaikuntha. But still, it's difficult to understand the Supreme Lord without devotional service. So Brahmaji came up again on the top, and he was seeing that the time is going, and he was fearful. So now he came to the right conclusion after millions of years of his experiment. Like we also, human beings. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gnanvam Mam Parpadyate or Manushyanam Sahasteshu. So Brahmaji did such an effort, after such efforts of meditation, not meditation, of going up and down and looking here and there, confused for 1 lakh years. Then he understand, no, I should, to achieve my objectives, I should control my senses and concentrate on the Supreme Lord. People may think, actually concentrating on the Supreme Lord is the best way to get out of confusion in this material world. Although modern scientists or atheist people, they may call it foolishness. But we see Brahmaji did that, and that is the time-tested way. When we are confused, we should always look forward to the Supreme Lord in meditation for help. At the end, and Brahmaji, how much he has to meditate? His 100 years. Brahmaji meditated for his 100 years, and when the meditation was complete, he developed required knowledge. And as a result, he could see the Supreme Lord within his heart, and whom he could not see before by his own great endeavors. So here, Lord wants to make a point clear. that by your own endeavors you can go around the universe. What the modern scientists are doing is they are just going till some moon and something like that. Brahmaji went around all the 14 planetary systems. He went till close to the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. He looked around all the four directions in his scale. Still, he could not understand. So, Lord and Brahmaji is making the principle very clear that if you want to understand the Supreme Lord, it cannot be with our own greatest endeavor. Real spiritual knowledge comes only after it has been summarized. We can like mantra. Brahmaji did tapasya and chanting. Two. Japa, we can call it japa and tapa. Japa, jap, and tapa. So one has to perform tapasya, some tapasya. Whatever tapasya is suitable for Kali Yuga, at least that much. And some japa, meditation. For long time, like Srila Prabhupada once asked, how many, Prabhupada can say, means it, Prabhupada just said for us to encourage. But he was asked, how many years, Prabhupada, you required to perfect your chanting? I think somewhere 40 years, Prabhupada told. So, some of us might be now thinking, I am chanting for 25 years, or maybe 35 years. And 40 years is not a universal scale, that everyone will achieve perfection in 40 years. Prabhupada said he required 40 years. So, we might have to be patient. That much. So it's not that we chant sometimes and we perform one nirjal ekadashi once in a year and no, we think, oh no, we should be perfecting our lives. We see Brahmaji, he was patient. He waited for 100 years of meditation and tapasya on the Supreme Lord within his heart. And then he could see the whole truth. The whole truth was illuminated in front of him. What he could not see before, from even while coming down till Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, from the top of his lotus flower, he could see below a big, gigantic bedstead of Anantashesh. That was too beautiful, with many heads. Anantashesh is lying on the water of Garbhadak Sagar, devastation. On that Anantashesh, he could see from his Brahma Loknu. After 100 years of chanting and austerities, he could see that whole atmosphere was illumined. Initially it was darkness. But after Krishna's mercy, he was feeling it is illumined by the jewels on the head of Anantashesh. And then when he saw further, he could see extremely beautiful form of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, very joyfully sleeping, or we can call it in Yoga Nidra, on Anantashesh. And then Lord, he wanted to be merciful. So see, it's a universal, I don't know what to call it, gymnastics or yoga classes or whatever it may be. Lord is lying down on a huge Anantashesh. It is said that if Brahmanda is like this, half of universe is filled with Garbhadak Sagar. So whatever is there, whatever the planets we see is only in half the space. And on that Garbhadak Sagar, Anantashesh is first there in the coils. And Garbhadak Sagar Vishnu is sleeping on it. And from his navel, there is lotus and Brahmaji is on the top, like this. So he was looking from the top, and he was seeing the beautiful Anantashesh and Garbhadakshaya Vishnu down. But then Garbhadakshaya Vishnu thought, maybe I should give him some little more mercy. So he was sleeping, and then Garbhadakshaya Vishnu raised his lotus feet until Brahma's planet level. So that Brahmaji could see his lotus feet. And when Brahmaji saw the splendor of the lotus feet, and moon-like toenails, and he could see the world more illumined by the bright light coming from the moon-like toenails of the Supreme Lord. And then when such illumined, he could see further details of the Supreme Lord. He could see the beautiful lips, the beautiful face, the beautiful nose, eyebrows. The Supreme Lord, even Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, is very beautiful. So, why it happens? The devotional service to the Supreme Lord is very obliging to the Lord. This is the secret which is explained here by the Acharyas. In the devotional service, the devotees, they just want to serve the Supreme Lord without any expectation. And it's just like in this material world, if you go and serve a person and he pays you, then the things are over. But if you just go on serving some person and you don't expect any, not expect and you don't even accept, you don't expect and you don't accept any remuneration. any money or any payment or any gift, then naturally the person who is being sold will be indebted. He will be in debt, he will be feeling gratefulness, and even though you don't want any payment, he will always be eager to reciprocate. In a something similar way, there are many transcendentalists, but devotional service is unique. Because devotees, they don't ask from the Lord anything and they just keep on serving. In this way, they even desire liberation, mukti. And this way, Lord becomes a kind of debtor to the devotees. He said, when our devotees are doing so much for me and then I have to do something, but these devotees, they just don't want anything. So what can I do without, they are not ready to take anything, even if I give them. So what can I give them? The Lord says, as he says to gopis, na pareham. Lord says, I have nothing to give them. What I can give them is, he says, I can only give them a beautiful smiling, darshava, smiling face. And when the Lord sees his devotees serving, he is in debt and he wants to repay the devotees. And he said, only thing that can make them happy is if they see my smiling face. And Lord gives a very beautiful, enchanting smile. And the devotees, they are ever satisfied by looking at the smiling face of the Supreme Lord. And they become enlivened. And when they see the smiling face of Supreme Lord, they serve more enthusiastically. And the Lord sees my devotees are serving more enthusiastically. He says, I am getting more indebted. I am becoming more debtor. So he also smiles more beautifully. In this way, this reciprocation of service, the reciprocation and acknowledgement, reciprocation of service and acknowledgement of service, and acknowledgement of service being reciprocated by more service, that goes on. This is a transcendental competition. So Brahmaji was looking down. I could see the beautiful chest of the Lord, the beautiful garland, and Sudarshan Chakra, and he could see everything. So Brahmaji, by the mercy of the Lord only, could see everything which he could not see by his own strength. And then Brahmaji starts praying to Supreme Lord, which are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, actually, as Ranath Maharaj was once explaining, that praying to the Supreme Lord is not actually a weakness of heart. Some people think, oh, we cannot do something. We don't have determination. We don't have enthusiasm. So people, they pray to the Supreme Lord. Because those who are weak-minded, those who don't have their own enthusiasm, they pray. But actually, those who know the science, it's not like that. Yes, some weak-minded people also might be praying. But those are advanced, knowledgeable devotees. They don't pray to the Supreme Lord because they are weak-minded. But they know the reality and they know it's a proper scientific way to access a supreme power over and above them. And that is the way of prayers. So this praying is not only for weak-minded, but it's a proper way to get access, get connected to the supreme power of Supreme Lord. And then Brahmaji prays. He says, I'll just summarize, he gives nice devotional prayers. He says, O Lord, the devotees of yours, they smell the aroma of your lotus feet, carried by the Vedic sound through the holes of the ears, and they accept your devotional service, and therefore they are never separated from you. In this way he prays, he says, the people of this world are embraced by material anxieties, and therefore they are always afraid. They try to protect their wealth, body, friends, and therefore because they are trying to protect, which is asat, they are always filled with lamentation, unlawful desires, and their undertakings are based on me and my mind. And therefore, they do not take shelter of your lotus feet. In this way, he prays. He says, he is describing the people of this world, Brahmaji. He is saying the people of this world, they are poor creatures, constantly perplexed by hunger, thirst, severe cold, secretion of bile, attacked by coughing winter, blasting summer, rains, and many other disturbing elements. They are overwhelmed by strong sex urges and indefatigable anger. I take pity on them and I feel very much aggrieved for them. They have various diseases like insomnia, etc., etc. And thus he prays. He says, Lord is not happy with the worship of demigods who worship him gorgeously. And then, Lord again answer, see, for the initial understanding of Supreme Lord, Brahmaji had to do two things. I told, chanting and meditation, japa and tapa. After he got initial understanding and he prayed to the Supreme Lord, the Lord is again giving the same instructions. He is saying, oh Brahma, situate yourself in penance, that is tapasya, and meditation, that is chanting. And follow the principles of knowledge to receive my favor. By this, you will understand everything within the heart. So Lord is saying, you again perform meditation, that is chanting, and tapasya, that is austerity. You understood me now, but your job is to create. So by performing this chanting and meditation, so basically, this chanting and tapasya is a part of life always. Even to get the grace of the Lord, it is a part of life. And even after we get the grace of the Lord, that is a part of our devotee's life. So Lord is saying, no, I have instructed you from outside. You do this. You do chant and austerity. And then after you perform chanting and austerity properly, I will instruct you as Chaitya Guru from within, Paramatma. So Chaitya Guru and Bahya Guru. So anyone who wants to advance in spiritual life has to pray like this. And then Brahmaji, he started creating material elements. So he got the knowledge after performing required chanting and meditation and tapasya. He got the knowledge. And then he started creating. Brahma first created the nescient engagements. So he created the negative engagements of andhakar, darkness, like self-deception, sense of death. See, death is there, but we all have a sense of death. Then anger, after frustration. Then he created sense of false. See, he's creating subtle things. He's not creating death, he's creating first sense of death. Then he's creating sense of false ownership, which we all have. From a small baby of 2 months, he has a sense of ownership, till an old man. Then he creates the illusory bodily conception. Creates the illusion that I am this body. And then he creates the forgetfulness of real identity. So he's creating all these negative mentalities in subtle form. And then after such a misleading creation of sinful task, Brahmaji did not feel much pleasure in that. So he again purified him. See, again he purified himself. After doing this negative creation, he purified himself again by meditation and austerity. So we see, this is a part of devotional life. At least, meditation and austerity. He is doing for the third time. And after that, he again begins second term of creation. In that, he first creates many sages. Initial among them are Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan, Chatur Kumar. And all of them are unwilling to adopt materialistic life. Brahmaji is telling, no, you go, and increase the generations. But the sons, they are not willing. Because their aim is liberation and devotional service. They express their unwillingness. And on refusal of their order, Brahmaji was angry. It is said because Brahmaji is in charge of mode of passion, it's natural to get angry on refusal. That's the nature of mode of passion. So Brahmaji ordered his sons and sons refused. They said he was angry, that was his nature, because the sons disobeyed. Although Kumaras were right in the acts of refusal, Brahmaji being absorbed in passion, he became angry. And he tried to check his anger, but he could not check it. He did not express it, but however, his sons and other people understood that he will become angry. He did not express it outright. And because of his anger that was getting concentrated, actually Brahmaji knew his sons were far enlightened than him and did not wanted to exhibit anger in front of his sons. So he tried to control. Although he tried to control his anger, but what happened? That anger came out from between his eyebrows as a child mixed of blue and red color. That was Rudra. So Rudra is mixed passion and ignorance. Red is passion, blue is ignorance. So that was a birth. Rudra is of the color of blue and red. And as soon as he began, he took birth, he began to cry. And he said, "Oh destiny maker," that is Brahmaji, "please give me, designate my place and give me my name and residence." So Brahmaji says, "Because you have cried so anxiously, your name will be Rudra. And I give the places, the heart, the senses, the air of life, and earth, moon, and sun." So these are the places, the air of life, prana, the Rudra is given. And he says, "You will take 11 forms, and you will have 11 Rudranis also. Each form will have a consort, and the names are given, which I won't take." So then he say, he told the same instruction. The Chatur Kumar did not listen. He said, "Rudras, now you go and create." So, like, they are the sons of Brahmaji. And they also first began the negative creation. They immediately went and started creating fierce living entities. And Brahmaji said, "No, no, that's enough. No need to create further. Please wait." So Brahmaji has to tell Rudras. See, again, he has to tell the same thing, fourth time. He says, "No, you should perform some tapasya and meditate on the Supreme Lord. So you can do the positive creation, some right creation." So Rudras were told, and Rudras went and created like that. So then Brahmaji, he was living. He had further sons like Marichi and Bhrugu and like that. And at that time what happened? I think we have only 5 minutes, and I also have something only for that. At that time Brahmaji, he's teaching, see, through his own actions of creation, Brahmaji is teaching us many things. So Brahmaji, in his, he had many sons as, what do you call it, sages, and he had one daughter also. So Brahmaji got attracted to the daughter, and he started going behind him. So it is said, Srila Prabhupada, he said, therefore we have to try to keep the men and women separate. And some, Prabhupada explains, some people, they accuse, accuse people of, let me read what Prabhupada has said. Yeah, accuse of not doing justice. But Prabhupada, is not a question of justice or injustice. He said, prevention is better than a cure. And then, nowadays, Prabhupada says, there is a great proposal for unrestricted mixing, but that just makes people attached to bodily consciousness and lose sense control. So when Brahmaji was walking behind his daughter, just see the reactions of his sons, including Marichi. First, they did not show any disrespect to Brahma, knowing that he is a great person under the control of Supreme Lord. There is something to be taught by his actions. He says, there is some purpose of his actions like this, maybe to teach the ordinary living beings about the frailties of human dealings with opposite sexes. They said, no Brahma had ever behaved like this before. But still, they tried to speak to it. Even though they are sons, they did not show any disrespect. But at the same time, they tried to speak also. That, "O Supreme Being, O Lord, O Brahma, how is it that you have such tendencies and mentalities in your heart towards your daughter? This act does not suit you. Even though you are powerful," means they're saying, even though powerful, people may sometimes act in a way which you don't understand. But still, they're saying, yes, sometimes powerful people act in a way which you don't understand. But this act, the sons are telling, they cannot suit you. And then they said, "You are the spiritual master of the whole world, Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. You should not act in this way." But Brahmaji, he continued to walk behind his daughter. At that time, what the sons did? After first respect, not disrespecting him, then speaking to him, advising him in a proper way, when they saw that still the effect is not happening, then they started praying to the Supreme Lord for the help. They prayed to the Lord that, "Please help our father in this situation." So Lord is the only one who can give protection in such situation of maybe cases of forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord, or accidental fall downs. And therefore Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, "Api cheta suduracharo bhajante mam ananya bhak." And then the Lord intervened. Brahmaji himself felt ashamed what he was doing. And he said he gave up his body. But he said he gave up his subtle body. So Prabhupada also says that if we also commit some sinful activity, we should immediately give up that mentality. Then we are excused and we can go forward. And then Brahmaji created many things one by one. He created the first Svayambhu Manu and Sutapa. So after even having many sages, and some sages were Grihasthas, still he could find that the population is not increasing as he desired. So he created Svayambhu Manu and Sutapa. And they had children. And then the population increased. They had Manu, Priyavrat, Uttanapad. And then Brahmaji went out for his creation. So this was a little bit in detail, not full detail. There are many details to each incidences available in Srimad Bhagavatam and many Puranas. But here Madhvacharya is explaining that Brahmaji is just a secondary creator. Original creator is. So even though Brahmaji is doing such big things, much big compared to us, we are doing some renovation of 1,000 square foot of wooden flooring. It's very simple. Brahmaji is on a very higher scale. And we require 1 month. And some people are meditating on the renovation for many months. How to do it, how to execute it. So, you see, that is the way to meditate and perform some austerity. And the people who will be executing the process will have to perform austerity of sometimes eating late and things like that. Anyway, what we learned today, two things. That we cannot become successful in spiritual life without the mercy of Supreme Lord. And chanting all the holy names and performing some austerity is an inseparable part, even while sadhana or perfection. Brahmaji at every step has to do it. And then he is getting grace of Supreme Lord by which he is going ahead. Hare Krishna. Thank you for tolerating this little bit technical class. Hare Krishna. I think we should end. It's time. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.